I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Doctors and scientists in many developing countries often leave home to find better work opportunities abroad. And when they do, they tend to not come back. That common scenario is known as brain drain. The African nation of Cameroon suffers from it in a big way. And that's a concern for those Cameroonian professionals who don't leave. Reporter Jory Lewis traveled to Cameroon to meet some of them.
The University of Yaoundé sits on a hill in a quiet neighborhood of the capital city. It's the country's oldest and most prestigious school, but it has fallen into disrepair.
Voici le laboratoire. Où est-ce la recherche chimique?
Yves Magloire-Kenye shows me around his laboratory where he researches wastewater treatment. He says it's not easy to do research here.
On n'a pas d'électricité. On a un générateur.
He says they don't have consistent electricity. There's a generator, but it's broken and rusting. Sometimes they have to go 2 days without electricity. Besides that, frequent water cuts mean that sometimes, even in his water laboratory, they don't have water. Kenye endures all of this on a tiny salary.
Quand je prends mon salaire,
Kenye says that when he divides his salary by the number of days that he works, he only makes about $16 a day.
Mais je suis pas si satisfait que ça. Bon.
He says he's just not satisfied. All over the developing world, skilled professionals, especially scientists and doctors, leave their countries to look for opportunities abroad. One study from the International Organization for Migration found that 17% of Cameroonians who had some higher education ended up leaving the country. Almost half of doctors who trained in Cameroon migrated to other countries. François Dabi is the coordinator of a government program on professional migration.
This brain drain is a serious handicap for countries that want to develop themselves, like Cameroon.
Tubby says that Cameroon can't compete with the allure of Europe or the U.S. economically, but it can do more than it has done in the past to convince professionals to stay.
Mais maintenant, l'idée, c'est de dire que faisons tout.
The idea is to say, let's do everything to give our people a reason not to leave the country. We have to show them the benefits of staying so they won't leave.
Tubby says the government is trying to do just that. In 2009, it started paying a quarterly allowance to professors, lecturers, and scientists at state-run universities in order to augment their meager salaries. The president of the Union for University Professors and Lecturers in Cameroon is a man called Innocent Fucha. He says the allowance is having some effect.
There is clear evidence that people have started coming back to universities. Research has picked up.
But Fucha notes the allowance doesn't always come on time, which is a problem. And even with the allowance, professors still make a pretty small salary. Still, he says, it's a start. Outside of government, other organizations are working to support research in Cameroon.
This is our repository room where we store our samples in minus.
Cyril Joko directs the Central Africa Laboratory of an organization called Global Viral Forecasting, or GVF. They search for emerging viruses that could cause the next pandemic. GVF monitors the forests of Africa that gave the world HIV and Ebola. An American researcher started GVF, but many of the lead staff, including Joko, are Cameroonian scientists. Joko says that's good for the science, local researchers have more consistent access to the forest, and it keeps local scientists working in Cameroon.
The fact that the resource is established here and we Cameroonians are running it is an example already for them. Most of whom are only thinking about going abroad to look for greener pastures.
Back at the University of Yaoundé, Yves Magloire-Kenye says he's gotten offers to go abroad. The reason he stays, he says, is a little inexplicable. He chalks it up to something like pride.
Il faut qu'il y ait des gens qui restent. Tout le monde ne peut pas partir. Si nous partons tous,
we have to have people who stay, he says. If we all leave, who is going to build Cameroon? It's a question he often poses to friends. If we all leave Africa, who is going to come and build it up? For The World, I'm Jory Lewis, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
Jory's trip to Cameroon was supported by the International Reporting Project.